of God is near us. The kingdom of God is in our midst. As often what happens to me is I'll be talking with one of the brethren somewhere in the world, and they'll say something that'll trouble me, and then I'll go to the Lord and get before him, and he speaks to me. And this word is one of those situations. I'm going to entitle this word, Enjoy Him. Excuse me for one second. Our ministry, and we're all concerned about our ministry and whether we're effective or not effective and what area is it in. There's a lot of pressure in some churches to get out there and minister to other people, and you know, there's various organizations that are concerned about getting the word out to all the ends of the earth. And that's not a bad thing. But the focus of today's word is Christ. Our ministry is to Christ and Him alone. The outflow of that relationship is what others are aware of. It's when we are enjoying Him and having a relationship with Him, it's like John 7, I think it's 32, says that when we eat of Him and drink of Him, that rivers of living water will flow out of our life. And that's what happens in that relationship with Him. We've been talking a lot about the kingdom. Maybe in the back of our minds, we're looking for a place. We're looking for the kingdom to be a place or some event that happens to planet Earth. The kingdom is a relationship. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that quality of relationship with the Lord, that His life will flow out of us and touch everyone around us. Are we going to be aware of it? Probably not. That's okay. Sometimes we will be. A lot of times we evaluate our performance, like, how many saved, or I spoke here, or I went there. We compare ourselves to others. We set unrealistic goals. We live for the future, like when I get this area under control, then things will be great. How many have said things like that before? Well, that brings us under law. All of those things. We must remain in His grace, and that's a choice. Anytime someone gives you a gift, it's your choice to accept it or to reject it. And grace is the best gift we've ever been given. We all want changes within us, those around us, especially those around us, right? Then it would make us better, right? If they would, yeah, you know. We want changes in our situations, you know, work, home, school, whatever. We want changes in our world. Realize grace. What is the purpose of grace? Grace was given us to bring us near, restore us, and give us the life of God. make us complete? Are we working toward all these things? Are we busy? Are we doing the Martha thing? Or are we just allowing the Spirit to do the work in us? It's a choice. Then let's talk a little bit about our ministry. I mean, our physical ministry. You know, we have jobs, chores, play, study, relaxation, and trouble. They're not separate from our ministry. All of these areas are opportunities to receive from Him and enjoy Him. We tend to separate things. We separate, you know, the things that maybe satisfy a religious need in us. Those are the good things, and then there's all the other junk. But it's all one thing. It's one life. It's the life of Christ within us, flowing through us. It's not an effort. It's happening. It's happening right now with everyone here. Isn't that cool? I mean, you don't feel it, right? Maybe you do. That's good. Be thankful. This one sister that I know, she told me this, and it just blew me away. She said, whenever you come to see me, you're an ocean breeze. And that blessed me so much. I'm not doing anything special. I'm not, like, praying before I go to see her or reading the scripture or memorizing something. You know, I'm not before the Lord trying to get a word for her. How often have we done that? So-and-so needs a word. Well, it's just enjoying Him. Now, let's look at some scripture. Let's turn to Acts 5. I think you'll enjoy this. And this is just a little teeny bit of something. It's Acts 5:15. And you can see this is the time right after the Spirit was given, and things are crazy. There is very much happening in the Spirit, and everybody's being touched by the Spirit. But in verse 15 it says, as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. Now, was Peter trying to do something here? No, he's just walking down the street. And the outflow of that relationship that he had with the king was touching people. Now let's go over to Acts 19. And verse 11. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. That's beautiful. We're not any different. We have the same anointing. It's sweet, huh? Now let's look at another act of ministry back in Mark 14. And it starts at verse 3. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." and they rebuked her harshly. "Let her alone. Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." The thing that is so beautiful about this, she did what she could. It was in her heart. She had saved up, and she could do it, and she did it. She had such an awareness of Christ's mission on the earth, I think. What a beautiful thing. And I like what the Lord said to her. "You can help the poor anytime you want, but you'll not always have me." Now bring this into our little situation here, that part of it. There's always going to be needs. Always. Things in your life that cause you grief or trouble, or they're your responsibility and you know you have to do them. There's always going to be needs. And seems like most of the time I'm never quite up to fulfilling those needs. It's like I don't have the tools or the money or the time or something. But the opportunity to be with the Lord, that's what we need to grab a hold of. Sometimes he's near and sometimes he doesn't seem so near. When you're troubled, go to him. When he seems close, drop everything and love him. Adore him. Enjoy him. He gave us this life to enjoy him and enjoy each other. And sometimes we make it out like a prison camp, I think. It doesn't have to be. Don't be consumed with the needs. He didn't put us on earth to fix everything. Did you hear that? You know, when we're control freaks, we want to fix everybody and everything. Forget it. Can't. Don't be consumed with the needs. We listen with our heart, respond to his voice. We allow the Spirit to remove our conditioning. Because we're all conditioned to one extent or another. Allow him to remove it. The kingdom is not about doing. It's about possessing a relationship. You remember the stories that Jesus told? He said that the kingdom is like a pearl merchant. That's one of my favorite stories because I'm a pearl merchant. The kingdom is like a pearl merchant who, upon finding a very fine pearl, sold all that he had and bought that pearl. He also said the kingdom is like a man who found a treasure in a field, and he went and sold everything he had and bought that field. See, these are both similar. It's like pushing away every distraction and grabbing a hold of that relationship. And it doesn't mean that we're going to be little God zombies. It's just focus. It's here. It's in you. The kingdom. I see the kingdom everywhere. You know, the kingdom can be cleaning a toilet. This gal brought in this piece of jewelry to me this week, and she wanted me to do something on it while she waited. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take that in. She said, why? I said, because it's dirty, and I don't work on dirty jewelry. I said, I'd rather clean a toilet than work on dirty jewelry. Toilets are cleaner. I'm not kidding you. So finally, ministry isn't something you do. It's the quality of your life before Him in His presence. I'll leave you with that final thought. Lord Jesus, thank you for our day together. Help us to be lighthearted in our walk with you. And enjoy you. Open our ears to hear you. And bless our food and our time together. Thank you. Amen. You're dismissed.
It all helps you get the table set up and chairs.